We're looking at who Jesus is. He was prophesied through the prophets all through the Old Testament. God we see as Father, Jehovah in the Old Testament. And he came, born of a virgin, and became Jesus, Yahshua, in the New Testament. Well, and when he ascended into heaven, he sent God, Holy Spirit, and we see it, the Spirit of God working in the church today. Looking at Jesus, focusing on Jesus. So many people have no problem with us praying to God. Oh, you can say God, or you can have a moment of silence, but hell fears the name of Jesus because it's a name above every name. If you want to see who Jesus is and how he was prophesied through the prophet, I urge you to read Isaiah 42. Oh, you'll see the purpose of Jesus as well as Isaiah 53 and Isaiah 61. So many scriptures. But we see in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, it says this, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive." We know that virgin was Mary. Some people say, well, it means young woman. Well, how can a young woman have a baby and that be such a supernatural sign? I was a young woman. I had a baby, and I know many, and you know many, and you were born of a young woman, more than likely. So how can a young woman be a supernatural sign that the Messiah is here? It happens every day. It happens every hour. It happens every minute that a son is born. So how could that be a sign? That's ludicrous. Mary was a virgin. She had not been with a man, but was conceived in her womb, the Christ, by the Spirit of God hovering over her. "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. God in our nature. God at peace with us. God in covenant with us. We see that Jesus, as Emmanuel, is to be worshipped. He was worshipped in Matthew chapter 2 by the wise men. In Matthew chapter 8, we see the leper worshipping Jesus. In Matthew chapter 9, Jairus was worshipping him. And in Matthew 14 and verse 33, we see Peter and the disciples worshipping Jesus. The demon possessed would worship him in Mark chapter 5 verse 6. Here was a man that was born blind in John chapter 9, and he worshiped Jesus. The woman of Cana in Matthew 15, she worshiped Jesus. Women in Jerusalem in Matthew chapter 28, they were worshipers of Jesus. The disciples in Galilee and the disciples at Bethany. We see that he was worshipped, and he is God, and he is to be worshipped. He's to be worshipped today. Why? Because he is our eternal life. He is our everlasting Father. He is our Prince of Peace. Let's get our focus today on Jesus and begin to praise him and adore him, obey him, live for him, oh, and worship him. I'll be back tomorrow. We're looking at Jesus.